Blog Talk Radio.
Why are you singing that place? Cause you're the saturators. Right now that you're ready to go away, but we got some more to say we never do. So I'm taking my soul. Cause that's what you're coming for.
I am the Ace of Spades, and this is another show, Monday night, just for you, special occasion for me, but it's a secret. Welcome. This is the Ace of Spades. I'm back. It's a Monday night. In case you've been watching media of any kind, you must be amazed at the content. Content-rich environment. And freedom of speech and freedom of thought. And people are communicating in a way that maybe has never been done before. Humans are communicating and transmitting knowledge. You know, it's not all knowledge. People could be wrong about this and that, the other thing. I don't know who's right. I can't just say this is right, that is wrong, you are right, you are wrong. No. I doubt myself. I doubt the evidence of my own senses. Doubt the evidence of my own senses. I doubt my own thoughts. I doubt my own persona. You know, and I had to do this because I became an asshole. when, you know, I had total confidence and strength and physical prowess to enforce brutality, you know, and suddenly my tolerance for bullshit dropped to zero. And I'm just fighting everybody. And it got to the point where I was fighting cops and getting away with it. I got into a fight with someone. He pointed a gun at me. I smacked the gun out of his hand, beat his ass. I was cocky. I was overconfident. I'm very lucky I didn't get killed. And the Lord brought me down. I was made humble. I lost all my physical prowess. I became a cripple. I was not able to defend myself. I was barely able to even function. I was paraplegic at one point. Been recovery ever since. You know, and I can't say I'm back to full strength. But I also went crazy in this period. I went insane. And I had to learn to doubt my thoughts. I had to learn to question my mind. And I made myself sane. Unfortunately, there are things designed to make people insane. And it's part of a system of control to socially engineer and to make people behave in a way that is desirable. Desirable to those who have wealth and power. So it's beyond mind control. It's social control. It's national control. It's international control. It's a very serious situation. So potentially nothing is real. Potentially everything anyone says about anything is false. And that's fine. That's a legitimate position. But when I am required to have a certain belief, by any means, when I must believe a certain way, or I am an enemy and a heretic and a bad person, this is a problem. I will not accept it. This is the Ace of Spades. It's a call-in show. You can call in 516-387-1414 on the odd chance anyone is listening. I never announced the show. I didn't promote the show. I didn't Facebook the show. Nothing. This is how I do it. And if no one hears, I also don't care. I'll get back to the subject at hand. Is anything real anymore? We're going to get back to that. The call-in number, 516-387-1414.
Kinda lie. He said there ain't no
Yeah, and I'm back. Okay, so let's talk about it. What is real? Is anything real? I see people arguing and getting very upset on the internet. The internet is the new bar, the new pool hall. I don't know what. Some people think it's a swingers club. Yeah, and it's not match.com either. I don't recommend it. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people on YouTube. There's a lot of talent on YouTube. But the platform itself, I don't trust it. I won't have anything to do with it. Like a comment, you know, and I devote the time and I put in energy to teach people, and they just think they're smarter than me. They're just like some dumb asshole thinks he's like really fucking smart. Like this guy Zip Freer, you know? Just like snotty, stupid idiots. So they need to shut the fuck up. They think they know what is real. I'm telling you, nothing is real. You think you know something, you know less than nothing. Even the fool knows that he knows nothing. You think you know, but you don't know. So that's the stupidest kind of stupid. Okay? And don't get territorial with shit. Fuck you. You have a channel? Cool. I have a channel. I said hi. Is it a secret? I have to keep my show a secret because someone else has a show? Fuck you. Straight up. And all you trolls who hate me, call in 516-387-1414. Tell me what's wrong with me. Tell me what a piece of shit I am. You think you're so great. Tell me how smart you are and all the stuff you know. The fucking earth is flat. We never went to the moon and blah, 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 blah. And talking about the Nephilim and talking about God and Jesus. And you morons, shut the fuck up. You are scandalous. You are truly scandalous. You know what? You're killing me. I'm going to have to go into music. Fuck you. Right. Had to do that. Sorry. Jerry Rig right now, operating on multiple platforms. All right. Listen, you internet people. Listen to me carefully. You are generating revenue for a corporation. They throw you peanuts. They control you like a slave. And they can kick you out like a dog. They can throw you out like a dog. All right. YouTubers, mad talent. Mad talent. It's a hell of a platform. It's incredible, but it's too tightly controlled, and they're oppressive. They're not treating you with the respect you deserve. And shout out to Unirock, and shout out to Unifam, and shout out to Soto Nation, and shout out to the Alex Jones family, the InfoWarriors. Straight up, good people, good people. But YouTube is not a trustworthy platform. I don't trust them. I don't like YouTube. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. Welcome to Ace of Spades Radio.
Thank you. I know a good platform.
What's going on?
Buzz Light's a good platform.
I'm talking about what is real. Is anything real anymore?
Yep. There are good platforms out there. One of them is Buzz Light, and one of them is the social network Minds, which was started by a friend of mine. He also did Anonymous Art of Revolution.
You know, and all these anonymous people need to be just creating platforms and new apps.
They are.
And stuff. Like,
check out Minds.
Yeah.
Minds is great. And Bang Your Art, all by the same
what
people.
What does Minds do?
Black Sheep Radio.
What can I do
Minds
with Minds?
Minds is a social network. You can do anything on it. It's YouTube
can
on
I do video?
Steroids.
Can I do radio?
You can do anything. It's YouTube on steroids. You can do art.
Can I do,
you can do music.
Live gaming?
I don't know.
Can I do live gaming? Is it a gaming platform?
Don't know.
Mine sounds like a video game already.
Yeah, well, the mind that created it is incredible. He did a lot of stuff.
Minds with a D.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's where I
right
am.
Right on. You heard that?
That's where I'm putting
you
my global charity, which is now all
creators.
In caps.
Creators, you are being treated like slaves. You're being treated like chattel.
You're being treated
exploited.
How you allow yourself to be treated.
These corporations
so don't allow
make
yourself
a lot of money
to be treated
off
that
of you.
Way.
They barely allow you breadcrumbs, and they'll turn you off at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I made 3 cents on YouTube. Wow.
Oh, right.
And I thought, nah,
so
that's not the one for me.
Blog Talk is not the money. Like, I don't do it for money. I don't make any money on this.
David Biedney's podcast, he's at Yale. He's incredible. He worked for Pixar and George Lucas. He's on YouTube
right.
also.
I need to link my radio show with a terrestrial radio signal. Like, you know, like a real radio. I need to get that somehow on the FM. I don't know if they're ready for me. I might just try AM. I don't know.
Darlin, I don't think anyone's ready for you, but that, there's no question that it's time. The time
Let's
is now.
The bullshit, Victoria.
The
Let's
time
cut
is now.
The bullshit. Is anything real? Is anything real at all?
Love is real. Fear isn't. One spirals up, one spirals down. You want to go into other universes? Go up.
Fear is pretty real.
Yeah, it's real. It's as real as you let it be. People don't take their own control. They let other people control them. Oh, I might get this if I do that. Right. I came here with a wheelchair, a plastic fork, and a Tefal pan and drug paraphernalia littering my home. Look at
hey,
it now.
Hey, stop it. You don't need to talk about that.
Why?
You need to talk about
I'll talk
that.
Talk about whatever I want to talk about.
True. I did stipulate that.
Oh, did you?
So, welcome to
Ace
Radio.
I don't care if
Radio.
You did or not.
This is,
that's what I'm going to do.
This is reality, people. It's as real as it gets. There's no censorship. I can't make any money off it, but you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you can make money off it. Through it. You can make money through it. Money will come.
I just work. I'm not trying to get rich off of radio or talking.
I'm not trying to get rich at all. I want world peace. I started an ad agency today. It's called Zero Universe.
I literally don't like to talk. I'm a very quiet person.
Yeah, me too. I was my whole life. Look at me now. I was forced by circumstances to come out of hiding.
So can you talk about that? Can you talk about the state of medical care in the United States? Like, you know, is it good? Like, do the system...
It's the best and the worst. It's the best and the worst.
Does the system help people? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they kept you alive, right? You know, you're not dead.
The system
so
doesn't help people. People have to help themselves, and they have to say, fuck the system and fuck the machine. Fuck your wars in the name of the Father. Fuck your lies in the name of the Son. Fuck your greed in the name of the dollar. It's all the same thing when the sick deeds are done. Fuck the machine turning out plastic grain. Fuck the machine. It won't take care of you. Idiocy is the path that it follows, and all of the lies it spews forth are untrue. And I dedicate that to David Ratt.
Ace of Spades Radio. Only place on earth you're going to hear this.
That's right.
It's real, folks. Doesn't get any realer than this. So what I have found to be real is gardening, growing food, eating food, cooking food, having a connection to the soil. Like this is what I can't deny that it's real. But as soon as I step off the soil and onto the concrete, it doesn't feel real.
That's why you have to throw dirt on it and make street art like Colette Justine did back in the 70s.
Mm.
Colette Lumiere. Then Lady Gaga copied her and did the same thing in a window in New York City, and Colette was livid. Check her out on YouTube.
I mean,
check out her street art. They have her street art on there from the 70s. She rocks.
No, I would get in trouble. I throw dirt on the sidewalk. It's a sidewalk.
She got in
garden.
Trouble. She had the cops coming out there in the 70s. Look at Carol Fenley. She and Mitch Snyder, her partner, started the first homeless shelter in America. She ended up in the White House, and now she has Hope House, which does prison camps for prisoners and their children, and she takes them on the camps. You can do anything. You just have to do it. It's action. It's not thinking about it and talking about it and bitching
right.
about what you don't like.
Well,
get angry
about
what you don't
prison.
Like and do something positive about it.
I don't want to talk about prison because that's not my life. It's not my experience. I don't know anything about it.
Well, then learn about it. Don't you have an inquisitive nature? Yes, you do. I like learning about everything.
I don't like to talk about things that I don't know. And
oh,
there's
well, then
too
I
many
will.
People talking
learn.
About things they don't know.
I know about
what
I know, and that's what I talk about. And if I don't know about it, I find out because I like to know. I don't like other people telling me stuff that
right.
turns out to be untrue.
Well, I've never been to prison. I'm not a felon. I'm not an ex-convict. Like, that's not my lifestyle. I really
you're
try
just
to avoid
a
that.
You're just a renegade, baby.
I talk a lot of shit, but somehow I stay out of jail. Go figure.
Good. Me too. Where are the callers?
Yeah.
Come on, people. Get out here. Engage
it's important
us.
To me. Nah, these people are being jerks. It's really just one cock blocker who's like not even in nothing. He has no channel. He has no content. And he's cock blocking for someone else. I was just chilling with the Unifam over at Unirock 2. Excellent channel. Like, awesome crowd. You wouldn't believe it. The discipline
Tried Black
and
Sheep
just the
Radio.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
No, it's legit. Unirock is legit. And it's legit people. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo,
As
I'm going live.
As opposed to what?
I just say, hey, I'm going live on Blog Talk. You can tune in if you want. I gave him the number. In case anybody found the number, I'll repeat it. 516-387-1414. You can press 1 to be in the host queue, and it'll put you right on the air. But right now, I want to hear about you, Victoria. Tell me about...
What would you like to hear?
Okay, tell me about... Is there anything real? Is anything real?
Why do you keep asking that when you already know how I feel about that and I just got done telling you? There's
love
and there's fear. There's love and there's fear, and they're both real, but one goes one direction and one goes the other, and you can choose.
Okay.
You don't have to let anyone choose for you. And fear allows other people to choose everything for you, and then you're stuck. Buddhists call
okay.
it samsara.
What about physical reality? Physical reality. The
We're
physical
in human
world.
Bodies, so they're constructs that we created, just like the elements and everything else. Feed the tree, man. Spiral
myself.
Up. Feed the tree of life.
I did not create
now.
Myself.
Your
no,
mom and dad did.
My mother
did.
Gave birth. Yes.
Right.
My mother
but
was the most
when
important.
You look at it metaphysically and you look at the physics of it, we all come down to elements which we created. At least that's my experience.
I was willing to be born alive. I was not so disgusted that I was born dead. So I was willing to experience this.
Bonus. And that's why you're you.
It's fine. I'm not complaining.
I like you.
I just don't believe things anymore. Like, I don't say it's bad. I just don't believe it's real.
I don't believe things either. But you know what? When you look at the science of things, it's beautiful. And religions were created to control. Well, they were created for a number of reasons, but mainly religions ended up controlling people. And then those that controlled them didn't even believe their own bullshit.
We are now post-religion. We're now in the realm of, like, conspiracy theories. And their own worldviews, their comprehensive worldviews.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't need religion. I never really did, although it's fascinating and interesting.
I never gave a fuck what anybody thinks or says about any fucking thing. Like, I'll disagree with anyone, and the biggest bully, anything they say I don't like, and I'll say, no, that's wrong. And if they want to fight, I'll fight them. I'm not
yeah,
afraid.
Yeah, the bully next door who called me a cunt and was yelling at me yesterday had a nice little surprise when the police came over and I told him I'm going to sue him.
I beat up the biggest jock in high school, this giant football player. Guy was basically he was retarded. He was barely able to be in high school, but he was huge. And he came at me. He's talking shit to me. I just walk into the cafeteria. He's talking shit to me, and I'm just standing there, oh, really? And I'm like, oh, you got jokes. I'm from the city, you know what I mean? So I went in, talk about his face, his clothes,
oh,
his
God.
Fat, his dick, his
I'm
mama.
I'm from the city
reminds me of
Mark saying, I'm from Cleveland. I got on him so bad for that. I'm from Cleveland.
No,
bitch.
I'm from New York City, baby. I ain't from no damn Cleveland. I'll destroy your whole personality.
So who cares where you're
you
from? It's
me?
Just a place. It's
Don't
just
fuck
a name.
With me.
Just a label.
I'll make fun of your socks. I'll
take your own
your
power.
Shoes.
I
like,
love the way you make
you
fun
never
of everything.
Heard of
I'm
it.
Just saying.
Listen.
I'm just saying, take your own power, and it doesn't matter where the hell you're from. I'm from nowhere.
The guy was 300
I'm a universal
pounds.
Artist.
Was,
what?
Listen, honey.
What?
The guy was 300 pounds. 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I was 150 pounds.
Yeah. How much
okay.
do you weigh now?
He's twice my size. Never mind that. I'm talking about a story. So
I know, but I'm curious.
Twice my size. And he came at me, and I did some little kung fu shit, and I flipped him around by his wrist, threw him out on the table, made him fall over. All this shit for the whole cafeteria. Ha ha!
Oh,
like
I bet he loved you
asshole.
After that. Those are the kind of guys that either they then become your best friend or they're just really quiet around you forever after that.
He never said another word. That was it. That was it. But there were still scrappers, but they were smaller than him. But I fought them all.
I think we should talk about Donald Trump and this whole I can pardon myself thing. That's hilarious. So orchestrated talking about that. Now everybody's going to wait until he does something that he pardons himself for, and you know he will.
I'll tell you a little secret. I'm the real president.
Yeah, you told me that a long time ago.
Yeah, and
you proved it yesterday, getting me a pack of cigarettes. That was pretty nice. For a woman who doesn't smoke.
My dick is the general of the United States Armed Forces. The whole planet revolves around my dick. It's not.
Don't tell me your dick has
a
name.
Earth.
I'm going to have to slap you upside the head if you do that.
We
call him Charlie.
It can't even be described.
We call him Charlie. Oh,
described.
Shut up. I don't want to hear about that. God, you're so crude. You're talking to a lady here.
Donald Trump will serve me at my pleasure for as long as I desire.
That sounds kind of kinky.
Don't focus on the Trump. Trump is good. I like what he's doing. He's doing a good job. But he's just highlighting.
I think it's hilarious because he's made the economy healthy again, and people just can't stand it. And the Democrats, I was thinking about that tonight, and I thought, okay, Camelot is dead. I liked Kennedy, but look what happened to all of them, you know?
The economy can be crashed in, like, 5 minutes.
We're back in the period of the Borgias, modern-day Borgias.
No. We're still on the verge of collapse. Wrong. Trump does not have control of the economy. He's the president. That's it.
That's not what
he
I said. I said
the economy is
healthy right now because of the things he's done. I'm not saying I like everything he does either.
The dollar is not dependable. None of it's good. Look, okay, that's more of that stuff. That's not real. It's news. It's
you know what?
Propaganda.
It's real when you're on fucking food stamps and you can't feed your kids.
Just because I can find like three jobs in a day doesn't mean the economy is good. The pay is not
sufficient. I got ten jobs. I don't get paid for none of them.
No, forget that. Are you kidding me? No, I'll get a job tomorrow. I'll get another job the day after. Whatever. But inflation, even though wages rise, it doesn't keep pace with inflation. And taxation always rises. So you're left with no excess. You're just still barely surviving.
The way you have to do it is barter. And you know what? People don't even think about bartering with the big boys. Why not? Why not go to a major company and say, hey, I'm a marketing genius, an advertising genius. I have millions of people listening to me. Give me a Tesla, Elon Musk. Please,
right.
I'll have more people buying them. You watch. That's
right.
My next thing, and I will.
I would get with Elon Musk. Yeah, I like him. I like his style. He gives
I like
no
what
fuck.
He does. He's brilliant.
He doesn't give a
now,
fuck.
Now, that guy that
I,
has Spotify,
yeah,
I don't know about him. I'm not sure. What do you think about Spotify?
Is that like a music app?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube handles my music now. Like, I barely listen to radio. I barely buy CDs. YouTube has got
Pandora?
Me for music. No, I don't even. No, you got to pay for that. YouTube's got
no, you
me.
You don't. I don't pay for Pandora.
Okay. I'm just not entering any new apps, nothing.
I don't, you know, I don't really care because I like, I just
change.
Like music. I'll have a jug band
a
on my flatbed. Route 66 with the
app.
Jug band. Junior driving.
All right.
Margaret Bryant. Let's go.
You.
I know everybody. We've got to do the jug band
cut the
thing.
Music, but you stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. Okay?
Okay.
All right? And this
Okey
right
dokey.
Here, this is for... This right here, hey, listen up. Stay on the line. This right here is for Ice Poseidon and the RV crew. What's up?
See, baby, gonna stay all night. Okay. gonna do? Cocaine all around my brain. Hey, baby, come here quick. No cocaine's a making me sick.
Spades Radio, the one and only original No Fucks Given radio show. I will never give a fuck. You can give me your fuck. I will not accept it. I give no fucks. I take no fucks. And I take no shit. Welcome back to the show. Thank you, caller. You still here?
Yeah, I'm just wondering where the other callers are. Lively debate.
Nah, they might be listening, but they won't call.
Do they ever
They're just
call?
Checking me out. You know, people don't even know because I don't promote it. Like I'll do a show when I feel like it. There's no schedule.
Where are all your Patriot
that's
Tea Party teabaggers? Where are your teabagger buddies?
There's YouTube people. These YouTube people, they do a show when they feel like it. There's no schedule. It's like hopping channels, too. Like, they don't give a fuck. You know? I like their style. I like Unirock.
I like
Sotomayor.
There's this guy that draws that Egyptian eye thing on his face and does all this stuff and says, "We're a legion, I am anonymous." And he's got this girlfriend who I just adore, and I'm just wondering why she's wasting her time with such a poser. It bugs me. He bugs me. Little things like that.
Relationships. Relationships. Are they real? Men
yeah.
and women, are we real to each other? Are we real to ourselves?
That's relative.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not real to ourselves. How can anything else be real? How can I say anything is real when I'm biased and I lie to myself about myself? How can I say what is real and what is fake?
If I step on glass and cut myself, that's real. I almost got a piece of my toe off when I was a kid, and they ran to the hospital with me. I was about 4, and they sewed it back on.
I step on glass all the time, and I'm never cut. Straight up.
Oh, when I cut myself the other day, a couple weeks ago. No, was it a week ago? Memorial weekend, the cops came, and I was bleeding all over like a stuck pig.
I don't fucking bleed. You can beat my ass.
It looked like Carrie. It looked like Carrie in here. Seriously, you should have seen it.
I don't know what you're doing, but you might have like a witch's voodoo hex on you. You might want to
bring
some sage.
I got good juju. People can try putting a hex on me, and it's not going to do them any good. Because guess what? I'm not afraid of anything.
Check the doormat. Remove the doormat. Look underneath. What's underneath? Look under things like that. Like, is there a rock? Lift up the rock.
What's
see what's
underneath
under there.
What's underneath it is a key.
Yeah, no, there might be some voodoo shit going on. Because nobody fucks with my house.
And
like
so what?
House.
Then I fucking step on it and it turns to ashes.
I never see cops. They just go by. I do stupid shit I should be arrested for. I don't get arrested. They come here and they leave. Like,
what's your
point? Not, heck. Like, your shit got some voodoo on it. Your house.
My shit. It's not the place you're at. It's what you are. I'm not afraid of anything. You know what they said tonight when they came over? Is your cat back? The cops saw a cat on my couch through my window. I said, people have been seeing cats in the houses I live in for years that aren't really there.
You got a ghost cat.
I had ghost cats in that other house in Clintonville. And then one night I was lying on the couch and my boyfriend, he's a musician, he, at the time, this was in the 90s, he said that a cat just ran across the floor. I said, no, there's no
yep.
cat. And then I felt something
yep.
touch my toe, and then I felt something touch my nose, and I would hear voices upstairs and people walking
right.
on the porch at night. But I was never
That's
scared there, and it was about a 3,500-square-foot house, too.
That's a witch. It's a cat is a familiar. It's used it. Yeah.
Oh,
I believe that's
your labels. Gosh, I mean, I've seen so many things. I'm not anything. I'm me. Just like Patti Smith. You know, she says I'm
no
an American
what
artist.
No matter somebody put a voodoo
I'm an American
X
artist. I have no guilt. I have no shame. Well, I say I'm a universal artist. Fuck guilt. Fuck shame. Why?
Okay,
you know, you feel
well.
It, let it go. You feel it, and then you let it go, and you move on. Remember those embarrassing moments
do.
In grade school? No, let me finish. Remember those embarrassing moments in grade school when you're mortified and you just are burning and you just know it's going to happen again?
No.
I did. I don't anymore.
No, I wasn't. I'm super shy. I'm almost autistic. But...
I was taller. I was picked on because I was taller than everyone. And then the boys in my brother's grade, 8 years in Catholic school, will fuck you up and it'll make you strong. Well, they thought it would be really cool to see if they could beat me up. But I would beat them up, and none of them could beat me up. And it got to be this thing. And finally, the nuns on the playground said, leave her alone.
Because you were the tallest kid in school.
I was.
Or at least in the grade. Put it that way.
Well, I have a brother who's 6'8 and a half. And
right.
I'm 5'11
and a half. You were
the tallest
kid in the grade. So they're like, hey, I'll go fight the biggest kid in school. It turns out
then
to be
Mary
a girl.
Kodrich came along and she was about a half inch taller than me. So I was no longer the tallest one. But I was a good athlete.
I was a little... skinny, short guy with glasses. Everybody thought they could kick my ass.
Were
you,
a nebbish?
Everybody would think they want to try it.
Hello, I'm Dweeb Nebbish. Beat me.
And, right, and I like books. Yeah, and I was
me
a total
too.
Nerd. I'm like,
oh, Aja
yeah,
Argento.
Like, I need
her,
good grade.
Oh, listen, she, her
I
dad is Dario Argento.
Team. I need to read
you
books.
You don't listen. You don't let me finish. Put your ego away for a minute. Aja or Asia, however you say it, Argento, her dad is Dario Argento, the Italian film guy. And we were talking one day, and she said, books saved me. And I said, me too. And that was our common link. Well, now
Boom.
She's in that. Now she did that Time's Up thing with Rose McGowan. But she's such a great artist. I just love her. She's one of my favorites.
I can tell you this. I can tell you this. Asia Argento is one of the people who has pressed criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein.
I know.
Yeah.
He did what she said he did. But I've been friends with her for years.
She's
going to
put his ass in prison.
Well, I don't know Rose McGowan, but I know her. And yeah, he's going to jail.
He's going
He was
down.
Arrested. He was arrested yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah, he's done.
That's what happens when you're a big fat ego fuck. who just thinks that they can abuse people. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman or what your gender, gay, straight. It doesn't matter.
So, like, Rose McGowan, she was like the public face of it. But the actual case is Asia Argento and another woman. And that's in New York City.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. Bye-bye. Don't miss him.
Well, my friend James Mirandino
goes down with him.
He made the best films because he grew up in Salt Lake City and he was Mormon. And we used to have the best conversations, and he used to love to hear my Mormon stories about all the weirdness. And because I went to Catholic school for 8 years. But anyhow, when he was doing SLC Punk 2, I still have to watch the film, and I helped him with his GoFundMe. And then he took it to Cannes.
You never saw the movie?
No, but I helped fund it before he made it. I still have to watch it.
I saw it.
Was it good? Well, of course
it
was
good. You should see it.
Well, I will see it, but I've been trapped in a fucking lunatic asylum for a year after a subarachnoid aneurysm, a brain bleed, and a hemorrhagic stroke.
No, okay, I get it. Okay, but you know, check out the movie. It's a cool movie.
I just watched one with Jennifer Lawrence, a brand new one called Mother. Oh, my God, it was so good. I thought, oh, that's my life, that big old Victorian house.
Yeah. See, I don't like nobody's house. I want land, and I'll build my own damn house because I don't want your ghosts. I want your ghosts, and I don't want your psychological trauma.
Oh, did you ever see Blair Witch Project? What makes you think that there aren't spirits all around you in the elements and outside and everywhere? It doesn't have to be attached to a place.
True. Could just be a haunted piece of ground.
There are spirits everywhere.
I believe in this stuff. And people are like, the earth is flat. We never went to
the
moon.
Well, my friend Jennifer...
Trump is a Zionist.
My friend Jennifer Keane, she lived with... What's the chick's name who was in the Waterboy movie? Vicky Valancourt. Well, anyway, she was her roommate. She used to read lines with her. And that chick moved into a loft in New York City, some old warehouse or something, and it was so haunted. They did this ghost show about it. I wonder if she's still in that building.
Yeah. No, I don't want nobody's...
She was in that movie about the witches too, The Craft. What?
Walls, floor, roof, ceiling. It's an enclosure. Things get trapped inside.
But you know
inside.
What? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I like wood. I like glass. I don't like plastic. Benjamin DeVries wanted to do these domes, and the way he has that designed in his head is so cool. When I get my first $1 million, I'm going to give him some money. But, oh, guess what? Guess what I found out today? When I went into the courtroom today, you know what he told me? He said, I sent you something in the mail. You have unclaimed money. I said, oh, really? Cool. So I have money. I don't know from what, but I have a feeling I do know. I think somebody left me something.
Good. Nice.
Did I tell you about my very first stalker when I was 18? Maybe it was him. And there wasn't even an internet then. And he would send me letters about his trips to Bolivia and China and Antarctica and all this stuff.
Yep. I got a friend who goes to Antarctica. Like, seriously. And I know people who make rockets. And I know people who make lasers. You know, and I see these people on the internet. They're like, I know all everything because I saw a YouTube video. And they're just stupid. And they're just stupid. They don't know anything. They've never been to college. They have no degree. They can't do physics. They can't do math. Like,
I've never been to college, and I can do physics, and I can do math.
Who the fuck are you to argue with me?
Look at Bill Gates. It doesn't matter if you've been to college or not. But I get what you're saying, though, because it's rampant.
They're stupid. And they're insisting that their paranoid schizophrenic vision is the only reality.
Neither a follower nor a lender be. Do not forget. Stay out of debt. think twice and take this good advice for me. Live in your own fucking tree. There's just one
By
other
the way,
thing
that's one
you
of
ought
my...
to do. Make some good beef stew. What?
That is one of my unknown skill sets. I can also build tree houses.
I want the tree master guy to come here and do this 200-year-old tree. We're talking about that tonight.
Mm-hmm. I do things like that.
Okay, come make a tree house.
Yeah, everybody
I don't need
wants
tree master. I've got you. You can live
no
in it.
No one will pay me. Yeah.
You get mad at me, you can
skills.
Go live in the tree. But that tree
my resume
can be
looks like shit
that tree
because
is right by the
I
porch.
Do work for free. I
yeah,
have,
but
like,
then you
the
could live in it.
Three master's degrees.
I could throw nuts at you. I could throw food at you.
No,
tree and you can catch
money,
it.
Baby. I'm a consultant. I will help you to implement things
I
that you will
need you
be
to
very
help
happy.
Me implement things.
It costs money. It costs my mind. Costs money, baby.
Well, I'm not
goes.
Giving you any fucking money for your mind. You either give me your mind for free or fuck you. Because I don't charge. Look at all the stuff I give you. Oh, Soundgarden.
Didn't take long to get to fuck you, but that's just par for the course. Ace of Spades Radio. People tell me to suck their dick, all type of shit. But it's a call-in radio show. I take the risk. People call in and make fart noises. But yeah, fuck you. I can't abide by that. And good night. Been to Ace of Spades Radio, trying to talk about real stuff. If you want to bullshit me, you're just not contributing. You're not contributing to the cause. I believe there are things that are real. I believe that most of what people believe to be real is not real. I believe that Americans, maybe other people, Americans are under mind control. Total, complete mind control. Unable to think for themselves, unable to communicate, unable to interact in a normal way, going insane. There's a reason for this. The entire universe is undergoing a dimensional shift. This particular part of the solar system is being affected by energies from the galactic center, the center of the galaxy, which is a spinning black hole that shoots out stars. A galaxy revolves around a spinning black hole, which is a super dense cluster. It gives birth to stars. It's a wormhole into time and space, okay? But it's not limited to the black hole in the center of the galaxy. So these energies are now permeating our planet. They're affecting human beings, and people are getting it different ways. And I'm cool with anybody who wants to be silly with me. You know, but you don't need to be saying fuck you to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's disrespectful, and I'm not going to tolerate that. That's all I got to say. Thank you, anybody who was here tonight. Thank you, Victoria. You need to watch your language next time. Now you know. First of all, don't ever fuck with me. That's rule number one. You slap my face, burn down your house, kill your dog, kill your goldfish, salt the earth, burn your whole city with fire. Don't ever anybody fuck with me. I'm the most brutal and savage. I always escalate violence. Show respect. I am the Don. I'm a savage. Anybody who messes with me, total annihilation. Good night. Destruction. Burn your whole village. Don't ever fuck with me. My name is Ace of Spades. I'll kill your little dog too. And your goldfish. Fuck you. Bye.
Thinking like me. Brimstone and fire. He didn't have no faith in God. Oh no. He didn't have no trust. This when the water turned into blood. It was like a terrible flood. Just send Moses down into Egypt to tell Pharaoh to set his people